going to turn it over, turn the show over to Officer Jeff Brown from the Mount Pleasant Police Department for Ask the Officer, presented by Cops and Donuts Central Precinct of Mount Pleasant. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Does that mean I get to pick the music from now on?
You can pick whatever you want. You press you press the buttons remotely from Zoom? No problem.
As long as I can put up the Lazy Boy right now, you can pick the music.
Awesome.
All right. Are you ready for a couple of questions? By the way, how are you? Everything good?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, ready for spring to get here.
Well, we thought it was here for a while, then it kind of went away this week. And then I don't want to bring up bad things, but I saw like the high of 40 in the middle of next week, too.
Ugh. It snowed at my house yesterday morning. It was wrong.
You keep it. Hey, Rob from Mount Pleasant sent in a question for Ask the Officer and said, please give everyone a lesson on the proper way to merge into traffic.
Oh, my.
Well, I don't, that's a pretty broad question. So I don't know if we're talking about on the freeway or like on the Mission or Pickard.
I think anywhere you got to merge, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about like going up on the freeway. Remember that you need to signal. You need to make sure that you can safely get into that lane of travel. And if you're somebody that's on the freeway and you're in the passing lane or the far lane and you can allow that person to get over, move over to the other lane and allow them in. It helps traffic flow a little bit better. But remember, you don't have the right of way. The people established in that lane of travel have the right of way.
Maybe this is me just being like, why doesn't everybody think like this? But when, if there's nobody to your left and you're driving on the expressway and you see somebody coming on,
I move over.
Yeah.
I move over into that left lane.
Now, I just get mad when I see people not doing it because I think, are you actually driving right now or are you focusing on something else?
No, they're on their phone.
They're doing something other than what they're supposed to be doing.
But my biggest thing is that if you're coming onto the road, you don't have the right to just come onto the road. You have to yield to the traffic that's there if they're not moving over or slowing down for you.
Right. And sometimes it means you come to a complete stop, and it's unfortunate. But, yeah, you do not have the right.
Okay. Well, appreciate that. This one came in, and no name on this one, said, can you give tickets to people on the freeway even though it's not in the city limits?
So in my case, yes, most of the city officers in my department, actually most of the people in this community are cross deputized because we have such a unique community. So I'm deputized through the sheriff's department. So I technically have jurisdiction or authority any place in Isabella County.
But I mean, you're with the city police, but you spend the majority of your time in the city limits on the city streets. Because every now and then I'll see a city police officer. Now I haven't seen him from Mount Pleasant, but out on the highway every once in a while, but not very often. But you don't spend a lot of time out there.
No, we don't spend any time out on the freeway unless we're transporting somebody or going someplace. You know, we do help out the county or the state depending if needed, and they help us. So. But it's pretty rare to see us make any stops. Sometimes you do see freeways that go through cities or they go through what is considered the city limits. And so they'll work that, or they may have a traffic detail. You know, we used to have a traffic team in this area, and part of our city officers were part of that. So it may be a traffic detail as well.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll see like a city police, not from Mount Pleasant again, but I'll see one sitting in the median on the highway. But you're right, that seems to be closer to an actual city limit when I do see that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And finally this morning, Paul says, have there been any more movement or discussion about body cams for local police around here? We've talked about this before. Anything new on that front or not?
There's not really anything new. We do have some agencies that have them here. We do not at the city. It's always a discussion. You know, for me personally, I have nothing to hide. I'll wear a body cam. I will have it on me tomorrow if I get one. I don't have nothing to hide. And I think if you asked all of our folks that work for my organization, they would feel the same way.
But the whole thing we talked in the past with body cams is that, you know, there's a lot of things, the storage and all those kind of things. That's where a lot of the issue comes in, is it not?
Yeah, there's a lot of different facets too that we don't think about. One is storage, because you have to have a storage at your facility, but you have to have an offsite storage area too. And you're talking about a lot of data, depending on the policy of how often you have to have it on. You have other things about redaction for FOIA. If somebody does the Freedom of Information Act and wants that body cam, it takes about, for every 1 hour of video footage, it takes about an hour and a half to redact.
Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, I thought more police agencies were putting on body cams. Do state police have body cams right now?
No, not to my knowledge. Oh. They don't.
Okay.
But the other thing about it, too, is you got to remember that a camera only sees two-dimensional and only sees 180 degrees, where we see three-dimensional as humans, and then we also can hear and see things that are not necessarily right in our vision, but in our peripheral vision. So a body camera is good for giving you a snapshot of what's going on, but it sometimes doesn't give you all of the details that's going on.
But we do appreciate you giving us your answers. But no, there hasn't been any further details since the last time we talked, because we get this question every once in a while.
Yep. Nope. Not yet. I think we're all ready for them. I think before I get out of police work, it will be as common can be.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before we let you go, we got to have a couple of tips that you wanted to share with everybody during your Ask the Officer this morning. So what should everybody know here in the middle of April?
Well, the one thing I want to remind everybody is that, you know, as the weather gets warmer and we're going to get out, especially with COVID going on, I think we're all a little stir crazy. So remember, there's going to be a lot of people walking around on foot. You know, the one thing that I know from COVID is more bikes have been sold, more people are exercising. So make sure that we're cautious of people being on bikes if we're driving. Watch your speeds. And then, you know, it's also starting to get motorcycle season. You know, you get those diehard riders.
Yep.
They get out as soon as the weather gets nice. So make sure that you look twice and save a life. You know what I mean? Make sure you look 2-3 times before you make that turn or you go ahead, and just give them a little extra space.
Well, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your answering our Ask the Officer questions today as well. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You bet, Officer Jeff Brown from the Mount Pleasant Police Department with the Breakfast Flakes.